South Sudan, unfortunately, has been characterized by conflict. The consequences of the conflict has been that there are severe challenges to human development in South Sudan. And some of those challenges revolve around food insecurity. The decimation of social service delivery has had a severe impact on health and social service indicators. We do have challenges to do with physical insecurity. Then also, unfortunately, we're going through an important and a major economic crisis. The consequence of all these is that presently South Sudan's human development indices are not the most favorable. South Sudan, unfortunately, still is within the low human development category.
The report is entitled People, Peace and Prosperity. What will be needed to help South Sudan realize these three objectives?
I think there are two key actions that the deep South Sudan certainly needs to take. First and foremost, it's really the imperative of peace. Peace is central to whatever one does in terms of human endeavor. So the first important thing that South Sudan needs to do is truly maximize its political will to fully implement the current peace agreement. But implementation of the peace agreement on its own, while necessary, might not be sufficient. But the second important thing that South Sudan needs to do is to really demonstrate a very strong commitment to policy and structural reforms which are necessary to really turn around the fortunes of the economy and place South Sudan on a positive development trajectory.
Is there any good news coming out of the report, or have there been any interesting findings?
Oh, absolutely. This report that we've launched today is really about hope and optimism for the world's youngest nation. It is clear from the messages coming from the report and also the interactive dialogue that indeed we had as part of the launching of the report. It's very clear that South Sudan can turn its fortunes around. But as I said earlier, this will require fully implementing the peace agreement and indeed showing a strong political will through policy and structural reforms. In terms of key messages, which is the first being that South Sudan can indeed secure the future that this country wants and the future that this country certainly needs. But that can only happen if all South Sudanese genuinely give peace a chance. But giving peace a chance on its own might not be sufficient. We need to have the right mix of policies and a sense of purposefulness and determination to follow through implementation policies. Secondly, violence and conflict in South Sudan truly is the failure to reconcile and manage political differences and political grievances. The report also demonstrates clearly that the conflict is truly development in reverse. The human development losses associated with the conflict have indeed been huge. And finally, and this ties into the theme of the report, which is that South Sudan cannot have prosperity without peace. And certainly, South Sudan cannot have peace without people.
Mr. Owusu, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations Radio. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about the report or about UNDP's work, or the UN family's work, I should say, in South Sudan?
Well, we do have a very strong UN country team here that is working together as one and delivering results together as one, both on the humanitarian side and indeed on the development side. UNDP is working towards reinvigorating local economies, particularly investing in strategic interventions in agriculture, trade, the private sector, supporting rural value chains, and indeed providing livelihood opportunities for men, women, and unemployed youth.